There is nothing that I love more than knowing that I have a bunch of socks because I'm always needing socks and I'm always missing socks, which is why I'm so happy that Stance is around. Stance has turned one of the world's most boring accessories, socks, into the most exciting accessory by making the best socks you've ever had in your life. I first found out about Stance when they did an amazing collaboration with Rihanna, and they made incredible socks that I was obsessed with that were super fun and great. And now I have a bunch of Stance socks. I love that they do amazing collaborations. This year they're doing one with Star Wars. It's going to make a great gift for all of the Star Wars nerds in my family. They also have so many women's socks, which is lovely for my tiny little feet. They have premium collections that utilize Japanese silk, running socks, and a casual line that are versatile for workout socks as well. They have brand new lines from Rihanna, my favorite, and Willow Smith that are making their debut this holiday season. And they also have a Zodiac line, which ensures that you can give all of your little astrology friends the perfect Christmas gift. They also have a Legends collection, which includes current and future NBA Hall of Famers and music legends like Biggie, Johnny Cash, and A Tribe Called Quest, and of course, Tupac. So if you are looking for some great gifts this holiday season, please go to stance.com and check out the site. They have amazing gift boxes. The Destination Holiday Set is one that I have and I'm gifting to my cousins. And you can really do all of your perfect holiday shopping there. I mean, they have everything, literally everything you could think of they have. They even have underwear. So go to stance.com and explore the newest and best-selling collections and just the best gifts that you will make your loved ones smile. So shop for yourself at stance.com. Stance, the uncommon thread.
Hey, listeners.
It's Lo.
Hey, Lo.
Hi. I haven't done an opening in a while.
No, which is why I'm making you do it.
Yeah, Greta was like, Jill, you press the record button.
I don't love doing the openings.
Well, today I'm doing the opening.
I like to slide in a little bit later with the witty comments.
I know. Anyway, listeners, welcome to another episode of Lady Lovin'. It's cold outside, guys.
It is cold. Also, Jillian and I are very hungover right now.
We are. I have stopped, like, drinking more than two drinks because I get too drunk. And last night, I definitely had more than two drinks.
Like four drinks?
I think I had four drinks.
I had like, my boyfriend made me a cocktail at a Christmas party.
Yeah.
That was so fucked up. It was like, I felt like, you know when you would go home from winter break in college and you'd like get nervous to see people that you went to high school with,
yeah,
kind of?
Oh, yeah.
But also you would just want to put yourself into a blackout.
Definitely.
For sure.
That's what I did.
That's
at my
like
high
the kind of cocktail that I was drinking last night.
Oh my God.
That's fabulous. Well, we have a great guest on the show today.
I'm so excited to have this guest on the show.
Me too.
Who does not seem to be as hungover as you two.
No. No, because he's responsible because we were originally going to record this earlier in the day.
I know.
But he is drinking a tequila soda.
Yeah, he is drinking a tequila soda.
So everybody, please welcome Bob to the show.
Bob is like Cher.
Bob is like Cher.
Bob,
he
like
is
Bob Hoskins of Stage and Screen.
Yes. Yeah.
Bob is an editorial director and writer here in New York City and quite fabulous. So we are
Thanks.
Really excited to have you on the show.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
That's our studio Thanks. Audience.
Our studio audience actually just consists of Greta's dog, Bernie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel like our listeners are studio audience also, though. Like, I feel like they listen and they clap in their cars. Well, we clap also.
It's true.
You guys,
wait, I just
want to
say, yeah, this is a sidebar, but we got a message from a listener about talking about a couple of critical, constructive criticism.
Yeah, which we love. We want to know what we can
one,
do better.
One is that we should not eat anymore, which is true.
Oh, do you hear your sound?
Yeah, I guess you hear it munching.
Greta just took a bite and I looked at her and I was like, yeah. Put it down.
I literally just swallowed a huge bite of a muffin. And another one is using the word like, which I think is...
It's hard.
It's, like, really hard, and, like, sometimes when I want to, like, stop saying, like, it's, like, I just can't.
Keep saying it, I know. But we're gonna work on those two things for all of our listeners.
Yeah.
It's something that my father criticized me about when I was in high school.
Oh, my God.
For years. Same. And so I really worked hard to try to clear it from my vernacular, but I know that I still do it.
It's hard.
I think it was something like, Greta and Jilly are the worst.
Do you say like?
I don't know if I say like.
Well, we're going to find out. Our listeners will let you know.
After this episode, when we listen back.
I don't mind like. And I actually think people saying like is, because it's such like a more girl-focused thing. Like, yeah. Oh, girls yeah. saying like. And I think it's like, you say like too much. Like,
right.
There's something off about that, the criticism of like, that I don't like.
I agree with that.
Yeah. There's something about it that's very... Because it's a
criticism of women, yeah. really, because you never hear someone be like, hey, guy, stop saying like.
Yeah.
Although I don't really hear that many men saying like as much.
I hear men saying like all the fucking time on
really?
These streets. Yes. Like is a word.
True. But we do say
like that chick is like so hot.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I totally want to smash that. Like
smash.
Next Saturday.
I like that.
You guys.
At like a really tonic. Funny term. Okay, I want to start talking about Bob.
Me too. So, I can't wait.
Like
to just
Tony.
Get in there.
Yes,
like,
me.
Like me.
Bob yes. has like this amazing tattoo peeking out of his shirt.
Bob, first of all, has
I want to know
some
it.
Of my favorite tattoos of all time. Number
I have
one.
A lot of mistakes.
How many tattoos do you have?
19.
Whoa.
19.
19 is my lucky number. I have really? 19 tattooed on me.
Really?
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, if I was wearing like a button down, like you would never know.
True, but you're wearing like your flirty Sunday
yeah.
gear.
This is my like au soleil.
I love it.
I like your Winona Forever tattoo.
Oh, thanks.
I also like your Madonna tattoo.
The Madonna
tattoos. What is the Madonna tattoo?
It's really, really one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made, but it's really well done. It's like on my haunch.
Is it an image? So is it a
is
lower
it
back
an
tattoo?
Image of Madonna?
Yeah, I'll show you guys.
It's
is
actually
it her in her pokey bra. Her
no.
Get
oh,
it. You guys,
like
just so you
that.
Can know, it's Madonna wearing a leather, like,
leather
newsboy
cap.
Cap.
What era
and
Madonna?
Smoking
is
a cigarette.
That?
It's like 91. It's the Justify
it's
My Love.
It's done really
well. Yes.
Yeah,
it's done really well.
So what I.
Well, as my metabolism slows, it's going to look more and more like Madonna in the filler.
Yeah, well, <I'm> so. Bob and I are recent friends, but I feel like we're like kindred spirit friends.
Yeah, there's a chemistry.
How did you guys meet?
How did y'all meet?
We met through friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, we met yeah. through other friends.
Yeah.
We met through Scott and
yeah.
Aaron.
Yeah.
But I could talk to you for forever because
yeah.
you have such a vast knowledge of everything that I'm really interested in, like film and music.
Yeah,
and,
I can talk about it all day.
Well, Bob has a projection, like a projector in his room to watch like the best movies ever. And you were, what was it? Was it Black Lace?
Oh, Blood and Black Lace.
Blood and Black Lace.
Yeah.
And I had never seen it. And then when I saw you projecting it, I watched
yeah.
it after. And it's so amazing. And I felt like, he really enriches my life. And that's
aww.
How I feel about you.
Thanks. I like having stuff like that like at a party.
I think it's cool.
The background. And people like to take pictures, stuff projected on them.
But what you do is really, really interesting.
Thanks.
Can you explain what you do to
sure.
our listeners?
I'm a writer, and I work on lots of beauty brands, and I basically am the person that gets to name colors and products, like makeup.
So you name, like, nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. How do you come up with all the names? There's so many different...
Well, it comes from, like, movies and
yeah,
music.
Yeah, it's
and,
cool.
Yeah, there's quite, like, nobody really realizes this, but there's probably, like, a few, like... names that are just based on like gem songs. Like universal appeal. Like that sounds great.
Yeah.
That's an eyeshadow.
But
so, amazing. What is your favorite thing you've ever named?
Probably the first one I ever did that was a lipstick that was called Dear Diary.
Mm.
Because I
Britney
was
Spears?
No. Because in the beginning of Heather's, when she's it's like the first thing Winona Ryder, so she's like, Dear Diary, da 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 da, like the fuck with the Eagles
yeah.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and it's a hot pink lipstick.
And what
really,
brand is that?
That was for MAC when I first started doing it.
You named my favorite lipstick color.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is crazy. My favorite lipstick color is a MAC lipstick color. It's called Snob. Uh-huh. And when I found out that you named it,
yeah,
I like felt like I had met
it's full circle.
Like a select, I don't know, like it was like big, yes.
Did not meet.
No, because it's like part of what I love about, I love the color, but I also love that I can, people are like, oh, I like your lipstick color. And I'm like, it's called Snob. So it's like nice to be able to say what it is.
Aww.
But how did you come to that conclusion?
It's just the vibe. It's like the color, like what, different.
How does it start? I want to know the process from beginning to end.
Usually you get like a swatch of like the collection. So it's like different swatches and different colors.
And who if there's chooses a theme, the colors?
Product development on every brand. And
is that done with like trend forecasters?
They like, there's a lot of things that go into it. There's trend forecasters. There's also just like whatever sells. Like there's like, like, oh, we need to like do like 5 nudes for whatever.
Right.
Like, there's like, it depends.
Yeah.
A little strategy involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what? And then you get the swatches.
Get the swatches. And if there's like a theme, like if there's like a cat, it's a cat theme, then
it's
you
a
just
cat
like.
Theme.
Right. Like, I was going to ask you, does the designer kind of dictate to you, like, this fall collection is about, you know, my transatlantic trip?
It depends on different.
So
some are like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, like if it's like, oh, it's like a summer collection, it's like about like island hopping, then like.
Then you like yeah. do that.
And then sometimes I have to like create the story. Like, oh, it's like, it's like a collection, it's like a photographic vibe. And like, you just like, yeah.
How long does it take you to name all of these things?
I mean, because it all has to go to legal. So you have to like send things to lawyers and they make sure no one has it.
And is it like a copyright
thing? It's kind of like a turtle going to the sea.
But how do you even come up with so many names? Because there's so many different brands and haven't they all been used? Like, I don't even understand.
It's hard. It gets harder and harder all the time.
So,
it is tough.
Like, you can't call anything sand. You know what I mean? That's definitely
But you probably
taken.
Could because it's so generic. Like, you can't.
Oh, so yeah. anyone, there could be like 45 different sands?
Yeah, there's some overlap, but like, I wouldn't be able to do like an orgasm because that's like a famous
right.
one.
Oh,
for NARS.
What are the most like famous names of cosmetics?
Like, Cherries in the Snow by Revlon is like a famous one.
Is that a famous like red?
Mm-hmm. Mm. And yeah, and like for MAC, it's like Ruby Woo is like
right, so, that red.
Yeah.
Who named that?
That's old. That's like old MAC.
He's dead.
We don't talk yeah, about Ruby Woo.
We do not.
But I think it's so crazy because I always look at names on things and I'm always like, who did this? Like, who named this?
Yeah.
I always get like intrigued by nail polish colors.
Like the Essie, you know, the woman, the Essie woman. Doesn't she name all of her own colors?
I think so. Yeah.
I got a nail polish the other day and it was called Who's Your Daddy? And I was like, I think they've given up.
I've had that one.
I was like,
it's like they become sentences.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's crazy.
I had Clam Bake recently from Essie, I think last summer.
Oh, that's cute.
Clam Bake. Yeah. It was a cute, like orangey red.
You're ready for the barbecue. Yeah.
I get Blushing Bride a lot. Which is,
I feel like Clam Bake would be more of like a creamy.
It is. Isn't Clam Bake
no,
more?
No, it's red.
Oh, it's red?
It's like
really?
An orangey
Ooh, I
red
was not
color.
Expecting
oh, so is
that.
It the Clam Bake like you're like burnt from the sun?
Possibly. I don't
my favorite nail polish color
I think
is.
It's like I'm going to a Clam Bake and I better have red nails.
Okay.
My
okay.
favorite nail polish color is Big Apple Red by OPI.
I like that one.
That's a classic one,
it's
actually.
It's just all I do. And then sometimes I'll be like, I'm going to do pink glitter. And then after a day, I just look at myself in the mirror and it's just like, no.
Why
take
did
that
I do
pink glitter?
Glitter
off immediately. Go
so,
back to Big Apple Red.
Can you explain to me yeah. how you go from being a boy into a man who
well,
names
I'm on the continuum.
Cosmetic colors?
Yeah. Leo, how did you get
what,
here?
What does this trajectory okay. look like? Because I'm fascinated.
It's very weird. I kind of just fell into it. I went to school for psychology and I did my master's in art psychotherapy. So I worked as an art therapist for a few years.
Like you therapize the artists?
No, like
like you use art as therapy.
Yeah, like tell me about your father, now draw him.
Yeah. Oh,
like you know,
okay.
like you use art making to
like as a tool.
Mm-hmm.
I had a therapist once tell me to put all these shapes in a sandbox.
Huh.
Or like there was an airplane in a building.
Were you a child?
Really?
Like a teenager.
There was an airplane in a building? I think we've spoken about this before.
It was very weird.
Was it like
side tangent,
was it focused on something?
I don't know. I'm asking you because you know the art.
That's no.
You're the art therapist. Yeah, come on, man.
Tell me what that means.
Well, I'm picturing like an actual sandbox, and like you're putting.
It was like a square sandbox.
Oh, I think that's more crafts than art.
Craft therapy, not art therapy.
It's a fine line.
Okay, so you were doing art therapy.
Yeah, so I did that, and it's basically so you use art making like in along with the verbal, mm-hmm. and a lot comes out in the art that like maybe you're not ready to say.
Right,
you can just make like. Some like inferences about what's going on. Mm-hmm. So like I learned how to like analyze, like if you drew something, I could analyze it and
that's
be like,
so cool.
Oh, like this might mean this. And based on the colors that you use. And a lot of like colors are indicative of, like are really common of certain things like, oh, like people who maybe have like a borderline personality disorder sometimes use like hot colors on like their hands or like it's, there's themes.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What like, to me, blue is a really happy color for mm-hmm. me. Like when I see blue, it makes me feel calm and good, but why is it always used and not like feeling blue, but I feel like cool tones are always just like linked with depression.
Maybe, but it all depends on the context too.
Right. Like, but, like, if I were depressed, would I be more likely to color with blue?
No, not necessarily.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. You also might be trying to, like, hide something and, like, using other colors. I'm on to you.
Yeah, what are you trying to hide, Greta?
I know.
Yeah, it's like the red herring.
Maybe. Okay, so then you're doing
Yeah, it's complex.
Therapy.
Yeah, I was doing that, and then I worked for lots of nonprofits. I worked for teenagers. I used to work at The Door, which is like a famous youth development center. It's like where like Lil Kim went when she was actually Lil.
I love Lil Kim.
When she was actually Lil.
Yeah.
She's the background on my phone.
Yes.
She's amazing. So I did that. And then I worked at GMHC.
What's GMHC?
The Gay Men's Health Crisis in Chelsea. And then like you see like the Normal Heart and all that.
Yeah.
Larry Kramer and all that. And then I just kind of got like sick of it. Like, I think I had like fatigue from it, and it was like
that's
too much.
A lot of work.
It was a lot of baggage that you carry.
It's a lot of emotions mm-hmm. all the time, every day.
Yeah, and working with adults was harder for me. There's a real like schism with therapists with working with children and teenagers versus adults. Like some people do not like to work with teenagers and some people like don't like to work with adults, and I like teenagers more.
I feel like teenagers. You almost have more, it's fine. You almost have more of a chance, like a window to like really help them or something.
Yeah. And I know this is kind of fucked up to say, but like with adults, I was like, like your like ways of coping are kind of like set. There was hope with teenagers.
Yeah. I feel like there's way more hope.
And selfishly, it was like, it's more rewarding because you're like, oh, like you like,
you're listening to me and like, yeah.
So are you telling us that there's no hope for us?
No.
He's like, there's always hope.
Well, I just so then you got tired of obviously doing all of this.
Working with adults was hard for me, and then I was speaking of tattoos. I was getting a tattoo with my girlfriend. Girl, that's a friend. Clearly by the sound of this voice. my girlfriend.
And, cat mask?
Yeah, I got Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman mask tattooed on my arm. We were getting tattoos, and she did product development, actually at MAC, which is the first brand I worked at. And she was like, oh, we need someone to name the colors. I'm like, okay.
And
I did it. I came in like a couple days, and then I just switched.
That's so interesting.
And I think they like were like, oh yeah, you can analyze color, and like that like art therapy background. I think whoever hired me like thought that was appropriate.
How long have you been working as a color name? What is it called? A color namist?
color namist. Since like 2011.
So
summer
2011.
Years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not that long, I guess.
No, but it's really interesting that it kind of is like. Your destiny.
I think it is my destiny.
You know, it's
where do you go after? You know what I mean? Like
that's
the next
that's where
step?
I am now, right? I don't know.
Like what would you you need to write a movie, really, is the
about
next
a color
step.
Namer.
About a color namer.
That would be a great character.
Before we started recording the podcast, I was like, your job is so cool because I feel like it's made up.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's a job that you don't think exists. It's like in movies when someone has a really odd job and you're like, but does that person actually exist in real life?
It's like the job, like a Kate Hudson.
Yes.
Like, how to lose a guy in 10 days would have.
Yeah.
That's like, that's a bullshit
and
job.
And her name is Andy Anderson.
Yeah, like that, where it's like.
So when you pick a name, do you have to like do all of the paperwork that's involved and like coordinate with the lawyers on the team?
It's
and
all
everything?
Like through email. You just like send it.
But I mean, like, are you responsible for that?
Well, like, they tell you like what's approved and what you can use, and then you just send it to like whoever your creative director is.
Got it. So you have so many lipsticks to name that you are like
how
busy
many
naming
name
shit all
a
the
year?
Time.
Oh, I don't know. It depends on the brand.
Do you also do perfume?
Yes.
Perfume naming is crazy.
Yeah. And it's more difficult.
What's your favorite brand?
You like all brands.
I can't say, yeah. Like, I like them all. They're
and
all
you
great.
Can't, and you can't say your fave.
No.
We know.
I'll tell you my fave.
Yeah.
I love Byredo.
Me too.
Byredo's
a great brand.
Byredo's my favorite brand. And I think I have so many favorites. I like Pulp. I like Mojave Ghost.
Mojave Ghost. Mm. I've been wearing Gypsy Water every day of my life for the past like 7 years.
I love Le Labo. Gypsy Water.
You're a Le Labo girl. Le Labo's too strong for me.
I like Le Labo.
I sprayed some Gypsy Water on me the other day and it struck me. I was like, I smell like Greta.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Same one.
Yeah.
Save Ray.
It's powerful.
I can never wear it because it's Greta's scent.
Scents are really, really, really powerful. And when I see, like, I am so attuned to scents. I used to wear Chloe in high school.
That's nice for a high schooler.
Oh, my God. Okay, I wore my Miyake.
Really? That's very advanced.
You know me.
You did wear Issey Miyake. It was chic.
But my stepmom wears Chloe now.
Oh, really?
And she, like, really wears it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I douse myself in it.
But Chloe is such a yes. I do remember Angel.
Does it give you weird feelings when you smell her?
It's weird because I'm like, it gives me a flashback to when I had jet black hair and crooked bangs and like genuinely thought it was Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction. And that's what I smelled like.
What a great phase. What a great phase.
But is that weird to like smell her? She smells now how you did as a teenager.
Yeah, it's right. Interesting. That's, and weird. It's
crazy. You want to be like, grow up. Time to grow up.
When you meet a guy that has like the worst cologne or
it's
like
tough.
Old Spice or some weird shit like that.
No, guys in cologne, I'm not into at all.
Really?
I don't feel like I've encountered a lot of men that wear cologne.
No.
Really?
I mean, it's like a light scent, but anything that's like heavy.
Well, how do I smell?
Not even come near me.
You smell amazing, but Bob, this is the difference. Gay men smell.
Know what they're doing?
Know what they're doing. Yeah, they know what they're
smell.
Doing. No, I mean, they smell
good.
Smell delicious because, yeah, they know what they're doing. Like these.
Not all of them.
That is a generalization. Yeah. But these straight dudes, and I'm going to say all of them, don't know what the fuck they're doing. And don't know how to wear cologne.
Well, I think they're used to wearing like really like old ones that make them, or they're like, ugh.
Yeah, that makes
like
them smell.
Expired?
Yeah.
Or
expired.
Aqua.
Yeah.
What was that one?
Aqua di Gio.
Yeah. I think people forget that it expires.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like,
mine always
are go bad.
Break or gone or empty before, like, after like 6 months because I wear it so much.
I think people get precious about it. Like, oh, I don't want to use it. But, like,
right.
Use it.
Yeah,
you should use it every day. It's like, you know, it's worth the money if it's something that you're going to put on every day.
Totally.
I always spray a little on before I go to bed so that my boyfriend thinks that I smell nice.
That's very sweet.
She's like, I spray one thing under his pillow so he can never forget about me.
Yeah, right?
And then
when I go out of town, he can like lay on my side of the bed and it smells like
I mean, me. I do with this guy, and every time I would like leave, he would always like text me that like my scent would like come off on his body when he was like working out or sweating or something like that.
Yeah.
Which is kind of intense.
My ex-boyfriend missed me so much when he was in Vegas that he went to the Barney's in Vegas to smell Gypsy Water. Hello.
That's really cute.
Really cute.
She got the magic.
Is that the Caribbean?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
I said ex.
Oh.
Not my current BF.
Sorry, I'm a little slow today.
It's okay. Will doesn't really smell like anything. Will just wears deodorant.
What, Old Spice or like Gillette?
He wears Degree.
Oh.
Oh, he's classic.
Yeah, I don't care. It like doesn't smell like anything, really.
Deodorant?
My boyfriend doesn't wear anything. He also like...
He doesn't wear deodorant?
He like does not have sweat glands. Like he does not have...
Really?
Body odor. Like, it's
does
like
he
a
sweat?
Legit thing. He sweats, but it has no smell.
Huh.
Have you ever been with stinky boys?
It is remarkable.
Oh, yes.
Have you been with stinky boys?
Oh, yeah.
Like, super stink.
Yeah, disgusting. We're like, You're like,
holy shit.
How explicit can we get?
Oh, you can say. I mean, I've
say whatever you want.
Fully talked like, about you know throwing up on a guy's dick before.
Behind someone at the gym who's clearly wearing like dirty gym clothes and they're exercising them again and they smell so bad.
Yeah, you're like, I know you're just keeping it in your locker and reusing it. Ew. Sick. I hate that.
Wait, tell me about this stinky boy.
There's one that was really bad. This was a few years ago, probably like 2012, 2013.
That's what I actually kind of said. Year of
the stinky.
This guy smelled so bad. He came over and it was just like bad right away. I'm like, fuck, this is going to be bad. And then we were like hooking up and then I started, like, he kept putting my head down to like give him a blowjob and I like had to like maneuver.
I hate that. Little, I hate it when
just
people
like Charlotte on Sex and the City in season one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's an episode where she's dating this guy who keeps trying to like push her head down.
Well, anyway. I hope he didn't have dick cheese. Because this guy did.
Ew.
And smegma. Have you ever
I've never
that?
Even heard of
I
that.
I have. But wait.
And it smelled really bad.
Did you tell
well,
him
like,
to
he, like,
shower?
Well, he smelled like. No, because I felt bad. I felt like, ugh, like I have
Did
to
you
like
put your mouth on it.
No, so I just kept like giving him an HJ. But the thing is, I kept like using spit. Yeah. This is really gross. And the dick cheese kept going on my hand, and I had to like wipe it off on my legs.
Stop!
But the thing is, I have chicken legs, so like the surface area is limited. So by the end of it, like, and he kept like putting my head on, and I kept to move my head because I was not going to do that, and. I basically ended up going to my ankle because my chicken legs are so skinny and
wait,
like,
oh
I was running out of
God.
Room.
Why didn't
for...
you just like yeah, in a sexy way be like, let's him. Get in the shower?
Were you interested in him?
Just for the night. I knew I was going to have to see him again because he was like friend of friends. So I had to be like, I didn't want like.
It's hard. Once you encounter, I mean, this poor guy that I went to college with, I really wanted to hook up with him. Finally, I got to hook up with him, and we're fooling around, and he had dick. Smegma. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
So how do people get that? They just don't shower?
I have no idea.
I take two showers a day, so I just like don't even understand.
I think you're like not using soap. You like might be like throwing your body in the shower, but like I don't think you're like cleansing yourself efficiently because it requires soap to remove like oil from the body. Do you know what I mean? Like
to cut
just
to,
like you know when you're washing dishes and like you wash a pan that's really greasy and just water does not do it. You like have to use soap. I think it's the same thing with smegma.
This conversation, I might throw up.
No. It's
really
wait,
gross.
It's really disgusting.
Really gross.
It's really disgusting.
I'm sorry for bringing it up. But.
No,
I slept with a guy once, more than once, who I would go down there and it would smell really bad, but it was not like a wiener smell, guys. It was like
Burger King.
I don't think he was like wiping his butt cleaning. And one time he left and my bed like really smelled and I was like, what is that fucking smell? And so finally I smelled his side of the bed where he had slept and the sheets there like really smelled like where his butt was. And I was
that's very real.
Lo is like in a whisper telling this story right now.
Horrified.
I was horrified.
I mean, I had a very stinky friend for a period of time, and he would sleep on my couch sometimes, and my couch would reek for days.
Really?
Like his,
oh, God.
His stench got in
into
my
the
couch.
Fabric.
Isn't there a polite way to tell someone that maybe they should shower more?
There's no polite way.
No polite way.
No.
And here's the thing.
But what if you're working with someone at an office and someone smells bad? Do you ever, like...
You have to be requested to be moved.
I agree with that. I agree. Or it's an issue with HR.
That's
what
I mean. The worst is when you're on an airplane and you get seated next to someone.
No. That's really bad.
I recently got seated next to someone that was, like, obviously a chain smoker. So they smelled like so many cigarettes the whole entire flight that I like couldn't even breathe.
Maybe they're just at Paul's Casablanca the night before.
I wanted to ask for a sea change.
I don't know. When I was in fourth grade, that's usually the age when people start to get smelly. My cousin is
especially boys.
Yes, my cousin is a fourth grade teacher, and she was telling me that she had to have the deodorant talk with the class because
you don't want to like talk to just one.
No, you can't single someone out. You need to be like, okay, as your body is changing, as like. You know, you're evolving, you're going to get stinky. And I remember having that conversation happening in my fourth grade class. And my teacher, her name was Gail. Uh-huh.
Shout out to Gail.
She said that if you find someone to be smelly, you can't tell them that they're smelly, but you should say to them, your odor is overwhelming.
Huh. I think that might be worse.
Your odor
is overwhelming.
Right?
Have you ever done that? Told someone your odor is overwhelming?
Well, this one girl in my fourth grade class really smelled bad. Sometimes I smell bad.
I mean...
But it's not like a permanent thing. Some people, it's like permanent. Exactly. It's like a gland thing.
I read an article in the New York Times a couple years ago about a medical condition that... affects a very, very small number of people. I will find this article and I will forward it to you guys afterwards because it is important. And they have some kind of hormone that most people don't have, and it makes them smell like really, really bad. And some people can smell it and some people can't.
Huh.
Like asparagus pee?
Yes. And it's just a remarkable thing. And like no matter how much you shower, you just like... You smell all the time.
You like emit like a like an animal defense.
Literally, it's like a hormonal thing that you just always smell, and like you can shower 100 times, and it just the smell like never goes away. I'm gonna email it to you.
The human body.
It's really
the human body, guys.
But some people can't smell it.
Oh,
isn't that interesting?
Weird.
That's very
weird. Most people can smell it, but some people can't. So like they have the opportunity to find love with those
who
cannot smell their weird smell.
It's a new dating website.
Don't smell
me. Your smelly match.
But some people love smelly boys.
And that's a thing that's especially with gay guys.
Yeah.
Now, they like a smell. I think it's a little bit self-hating, but.
It's crazy. I know a lot of gay guys that like stinky boys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would ever let anyone lick my armpit. I've seen a lot of photos of armpit licking.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Terry Richardson has a billion photos of people licking armpits.
I don't want people, going near my armpit.
I've had boys ask me not to, wear deodorant.
Wait, what?
Wait, yeah. You've had them ask you?
Not to wear deodorant.
So they can lick your armpit.
Smell it and, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So
and I go, I'm in control of my body.
Carnal.
I'm wearing antiperspirant.
Yes, you are in control of your body.
Yeah.
The psychology behind gay men dating and the expectations and women, I think, is so interesting.
It is. I mean, they're clearly different experiences, but there are.
But I think the fact that a man is requesting you to not wear deodorant so that they can smell you and so you can be stinky or whatever. That is something that I feel in most hetero relationships would never happen and would be the opposite.
But it's still
girls would be interested in that.
Yes. No, I'm talking about I would be interested to find a man, a straight man requesting their girlfriend be stinky. Yeah.
Well, I think the opposite. I think it would probably be the girl requesting the guy.
Right. My point is that men, I'm not talking about women. I'm talking about the man's request is that.
I don't know. What about two girls?
But I'm talking about hetero relationships.
Oh, I'm not.
I think there's
I have no idea.
I'm challenging everything
about.
You're saying.
No, my point is, for those of you that weren't following.
Dick cheese.
Is dick
Ew.
Cheese. Obsessed. No, my point is, I think that it's cool and interesting that in other relationships, two men dating or two women dating, I think that there's more room to be stinky and to just be the way it is than there are when you're in a hetero relationship, because there are a lot of gender pressures and roles. Women shouldn't smell bad, or women should always smell good, like flowers. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe it's also I'm a man and you're a man, and I know what parts of our bodies smell weird sometimes.
Oh yeah,
and
the
same thing for women.
Yeah.
Women, you're a woman, I'm a woman. We have the same kind of scent sensitivities.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. I don't know.
I don't know. I was just commenting.
I'm literally throwing spaghetti at the wall.
Yeah. No, I was more so just like having an observation. I could also still be drunk from last night. So there's that too. There is that.
What did you do last night?
I went to a holiday party and I got drunk and my cousins were in town. And then I went to Patty Maguire's pub on 3rd Avenue.
Wow.
Great Christmas decorations in there.
That's fun.
And I got drunk. I met a podcast fan. Hey, girl. Mm-hmm. She told her we were recording today.
Great.
She can hear it. And that was it. That's all that I did.
I love that.
I went to Air Spa in Tribeca.
Ooh,
people have sex in those baths.
I know.
Have you ever had sex in the air bath?
In an air bath?
No, in a bath at a spa.
Like a steam room?
Yeah.
Everyone,
a lot of people were having sex at the Equinox bathroom in the West Village.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That makes sense. But, like, yeah. I don't know, the gym, like, what do you call it? The gym staff. They're very good about, like, putting signs up and, like, cracking down on it.
Putting signs up. Don't fornicate.
It's true.
But it's not like you can, like... Well, it depends. I mean, I did mess around in a steam room once, like in 2000.
I love you put a year.
2008. Right, this happened. It was at the David Barton gym in Chelsea.
Oh, like, I used to go there in 2008.
It was like Predatorville. Like, yes. You'd be working on the mirror and you're like, oh, this disgusting man's looking at me. But then you realize he's just looking at himself in the mirror.
That's like, very funny.
But once... I did. I went into the steam room and there's a really like some stuff started happening. There's a cute guy. And then I think I just blew him. And then the thing is, it's the only time it ever happened because I was so mortified that I'm going to have to see this person all the fucking time.
Right.
Did anyone walk in?
It's really hot in the steam room too. So like I worry about getting too dehydrated.
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah. You have to really check in with your body.
How did you make sure that no one would walk in?
You just like, there's like this thing where like someone walks in, like people put their towels over and they like, and then like, you scope it out and see if it's okay to like resume.
Wait, so then you do it with other people in the steam room?
Yeah, it's really foggy and hazy. You really can't see.
That's true.
But like, so I was like, okay, I have to see this person all the time now. I was mortified. And of course, the next time I go to the gym the next day, that guy is there. I'm like, ugh. So like I run up the stairs to leave. It's really... like high stairwell.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I go and I'm running so fast that I tripped on the stair and I fell all the way down.
At Greenwich?
No, at David Barton.
Oh,
that doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. And then everyone turned around, including that guy, of course. I just like fell on the ground. Like,
did you talk or did you just give him a blowjob? Was it like an eye contact sexual thing? What was the initiation?
Did he expect another BJ the next day?
No. I don't think if he heard this voice going, hey, you want a blowjob from that mouth?
So wait, how did it
start? There was no talking.
Literally like someone gesturing to their penis and you were like,
know.
Okay.
It's like, it's animal. It's very animalistic. Like,
that's cool.
Yeah, why'd I say that out loud?
How fast did you give him a blowjob?
Fast?
Yeah.
You can take your time.
Okay. I mean, I really have come to terms with the fact that I don't really like giving head.
That's okay. Yeah, I get that. Sometimes I don't like giving it. Sometimes when you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, it becomes a chore.
Yeah.
It depends on how big the wiener is.
Mm-hmm. That too.
Like, if there's a really big wiener involved, like, your mouth just starts to hurt.
Mm-hmm. And you get, like, lockjaw. Best thing that ever happened to me was TMJ diagnosis. Got to just tell any guy.
No.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Take out the card. I can't.
Yeah, I can't. I literally can't. I can't get blowjobs. My doctor said so. I can't swallow cum either. You couldn't pay me $1 million to swallow cum.
Really?
No, it makes me want to... I feel like I'm allergic. I feel like it does something weird in my throat. It makes my throat numb.
It makes you want to throw up.
I feel like if you're in love, you can swallow.
Girl, I am in love, and I'll tell you what I'm not doing. Swallowing.
No problem, girl.
Yeah, you do you. You should do what you're comfortable with.
Do all of you guys swallow cum?
It depends on what's happening.
Yeah, I guess it's situational.
I usually don't.
Yeah, see? And there we go. And that's the thing.
I do.
That's nice.
It depends on like how brave I feel.
I kind of do like whatever the request is. Because like... my boyfriend and I are in love, and like
you live together.
We live together, and so you know, like
yeah,
if
why
he
not?
Wants to come in my mouth, I'm like cool. But if he wants to come somewhere else, I'm like cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I would love to be a guy for a day.
Just why? To, just so you could
just
come
to have, just to have your dick sucked.
Just to have a penis.
Or would you get a blowjob?
Yes. Oh my God. What would you guys do if you had a dick for a day?
Dick oh for a day? Oh my God. I think I would just like pee standing up.
That's it?
I think you can do that. Like if you just. Like,
they make. I would definitely get down on the sex action. Like mm-hmm. I yeah. want to know what it feels like for a man.
Yeah. That's true. I would probably do that too.
I think right. I would have a lot of sex. I think I would tuck my weenie.
You would dress in drag yeah. and see what it's like to be a man as a woman.
Greta would totally yeah,
I
do
would.
That.
I would dress in drag. I would just have a dick to dress in drag. I would. What would you do if you had a vagina for a day?
I never really thought about it.
Would you stick things in it? Would you?
Can I?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I'd probably
what if
I would probably like dress up. Yeah. Like get to like wear clothes, like the way a girl would get to wear clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just play dress up. Yeah. Not even do anything.
I wouldn't even leave. I wouldn't even leave the apartment.
Yeah.
All day. Yeah. I would experiment with contouring.
Contour your vagina?
Oh no, it's just me and just yeah. naked pictures.
Just taking naked pictures.
Yeah this is just like yeah, that's just a woman cool. for the day.
I think that'd be really fun.
I thought you were saying you would contour your vagina, and I was like, what does that look like?
I mean,
I'll let you know once my day comes.
Yeah, you can contour anything. Yeah. You can contour anything. Anything that has anything. It's yeah, true.
You could ask us. Can we contour your dog?
We could. You guys, what are we Bernie. Talking about right now? We need to get back on track.
One thing about dogs and makeup, though, is I love Googling pictures of dogs when they, like, eat lipstick. It's actually
cute.
One of the cutest things.
Why? Because their lips get pink?
Like
my dog ate Vaseline the other night, and he had explosive diarrhea for, like, sure. 15 hours. Chris and I came home.
Where did
home.
He get the Vaseline?
Was it gelatinous?
It was this little thing in cardboard that I had from like this brand, and it was on my bedside table. And Blue has been really bad lately. He's been eating everything, and we came home and he had explosive diarrhea 3 times on this like very expensive rug. And
I like that you use explosive diarrhea as a verb.
And then I had to take him out like 4 more times throughout the night, like when how you get up to like feed a baby, like all throughout the night. He would like wake us up and we would have to take him out.
Did you call the vet?
He was fine the next day. Solid poos by like middle of next day.
Oh my God.
But it was awful.
Do you want to hear one of the worst stories that ever happened to me, speaking of being very hungover?
Yes.
This one night I was out partying, like the whole kit and caboodle. It was in.
I love saying kit and caboodle.
I love kit and caboodle.
No one says that enough.
The whole kit and caboodle. It was like 2013.
Okay.
And I was on one. I was doing naughty things with naughty people.
Okay.
We were also dog sitting. So I had Bernie, my dog that I always have. And we were dog sitting this other dog who is now a dog, and the dog like can't really, it has a really sensitive stomach. Okay. So when we were dog sitting, we knew not to give the dog certain treats, blah, 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 blah. So I come back from partying at like 5 a.m. and I'm with my friend Kenzie and I'm with my sister too. And at the time my apartment was a railroad style.
The one in the East Village?
Yes. Yeah. So I had like a long skinny hallway between my bedroom, and at the end of the long hallway was the bathroom and my sister's room. So I would have to walk down the hallway to go to the bathroom. So I'm back at my house. I wake up in the morning at like 8 a.m. so hungover. Only slept for 3 hours and I'm so disheveled. And you know that feeling of when you like taste the alcohol in your mouth and it's yes. like in your breath and it's like the worst feeling ever and you want to die? That's how I felt. And I was hot and it was terrible. And I was walking down the hallway and I slipped. And I landed in a bunch of stuff. And I was like, what the fuck? And I get up and my hands land in this stuff. And then slowly the scent of shit starts creeping in my nose.
Oh my God.
And I wake up and I just immediately started going, and then I tried to run to the bathroom. I was literally like, he was like
Oh, was it on your hands?
Yes, the shit was everywhere.
It was all over.
I couldn't see. And I go to the bathroom and I start throwing up in the toilet. And then my sister hears me puking in the toilet, opens up her door, sees the shit hallway, hears me throwing up, and she just starts going, huh, huh, huh. And then my friend Kenzie hears what's going on. She comes out. She's standing in the kitchen area. She sees the shit hallway, hears me throwing up, sees my sister gagging. God. She starts throwing up in the sink. And then we turn on the light.
Did you take a shower, like, immediately?
Jilly, we turned on the light, and she had sprayed the whole... It was like she was just walking down the hallway with a leaky ass. She had sprayed the whole hallway. Oh. She painted the town brown, okay? It was gross. Oh, my God. It was so bad. And that's why I can never use Swiffer wet wipes, you know? Because it just reminds just me of that time.
There's a connection.
Like, it's the smell. Like,
yes.
That?
That's awful. No. That's...
It's really bad.
That's a good one. You know, I heard the other day that somebody barfed on, like, the one train, and they had to shut down the one train because then, like, six more people started barfing, like, on the train and on the platform.
I really don't.
It was, like, at the 4th Street station or something. It was, like, they literally had to, like, shut it down, and then the city went and tested for noxious fumes in the air. Oh. And they were, like... It's okay, guys.
Can I tell you what happened? What happened recently? So a relative of mine, who will remain anonymous, was overserved a few weeks ago, and so we were in Colorado, and at the house in Colorado, the staircase is open. It's like, you know, it's
like no railing.
No railing. No, there's a railing, but it's like. It's just stairs. There's no... I don't know how to explain it. It's like... Sorry, my dog is barking at his nemesis
dog. Is it like
stairs
like built into the wall?
Yes.
Okay. Bernie, what's wrong, man?
And then the smell of Chloe perfume came down the stairs. My anonymous family member.
There's like space between the staircase or the steps. You get what I'm saying? There's air between it so that it's totally open.
Sure, yes.
Whatever. I am asleep... And I'm sleeping in the basement, and there's no door. And my sister gets up and is like, so-and-so is getting sick. I hear them throwing up. I'm going to go and see if they're okay. She goes upstairs. The basement starts to just reek of vomit. Like, it smelled like someone puked next to me. They vomited on the open staircase, which then made the vomit... go
like it dripped down.
They like Jackson Pollocked the place.
Oh my God,
it was crazy. There was puke on the stairs, puke on the couch, puke on the blinds, puke on the wall, puke on a jacket, puke on a computer. And then like as the week progressed,
you found more puke in different places.
Yes. And I would be like sitting on the couch like getting cozy, and I'm like, this is so cozy,
because you're like at the ski mountains just like trying to get in the moment, and then you'd smell puke.
Yes. And then I would be like sitting, and I'd be like, and it would turn, and it would be a little puke puddle.
Oh God,
it was so crazy.
What a relative.
Yeah, they were very embarrassed, but I reassured them that, you know,
it happens. It happens. Everyone.
Yeah. Remember when kids would throw up at school and they'd bring out like that dust. Sawdust?
Yes.
Sawdust.
That's so weird.
It's so unsanitary and gross.
Yeah.
School is gross,
though. Why is it that children puke so much more than adults?
I don't...
Do you know what I mean?
I think that their stomachs aren't as developed, maybe.
Like, when I was a kid, I would get the barfing flu, like, every year.
Also, I get more sick now. Like, I have more stomach problems as an adult than I did as a child.
Oh, I'm talking about exclusively barf.
Oh.
I have a vivid memory...
at school.
I have a vivid memory
even on the bus.
I threw up on the bus once because it was kindergarten, and it was the first day, and I took the bus home, and I missed my stop, so I stayed on the bus the whole time with the bus driver, and I got so scared that I threw up all over my outfit.
Oh, Jilly, that's so sad.
Isn't that so sad?
It is.
I feel like you didn't puke.
I did. I threw up on the bus once because I remember this one girl. What was her name?
Emily.
It was like Janetta. It was a weird name like that.
Janetta.
I was like, and she was doing spitballs on the windows, but there was something about it. I think like her lipstick was getting on it. So it was like this like red.
How old was she?
She was more advanced. Lipstick was she was like eighth grade. Like, girls wore lipstick in eighth grade. But I remember, like, a gross man I threw up on the bus. And I had to do bus detail. Like, clean.
You had to clean it up?
Mm-hmm.
You had to clean up your own barf? Because I threw up.
Yeah, they made you do that.
That sounds kind of cool. Yeah.
But I was like a bad kid on the bus, though.
What if you had like horrible flu and like they would just still make you clean up your vomit?
I think because I was like fine after. Like, it's like, gross. Like, Bobby, you're staying.
Wait, you were a bad bus kid?
Yeah, back of the bus.
Yeah. Were you getting like turned up back there?
Well, we used to like always like play with other drivers, like with the back
window.
Oh, yeah.
And you like flick them off and they would like get angry at the bus. And yeah.
Everyone's
been through a tampon. Angry at kids on a bus.
Wait, people get angry at
people that are having
Where'd
a bad day.
Where'd you get the tampon?
My friend Stephanie next to me.
Not Janetta.
Not Janetta.
It was not Janetta.
But I think she got
Stephanie
like,
pulled them out of her puss. And...
No. It was like a clean one. Yeah.
There's a comedian who I love who has a story about how when she was in high school, they used to take used tampons and throw them on the golf course.
That's so gross.
That's disgusting.
Why are we really talking about such gross things today? I don't know.
Yeah, sorry.
We went through smell to like naming like beautiful products to like barfing.
We can go back to naming products and the beauty industry. And you know what I do want to talk about? Because we are,
We're nearing the end.
Are we?
Yeah, I mean, we can talk forever. I do want to talk about...
I want to see more bus stories.
I know.
Okay.
I can tell you a bus story really quickly.
Yeah.
I took the bus, and I used to shower, like, before school.
Yeah.
And my hair would, like, freeze when it was... Yeah.
Cold outside.
I can't talk today. And this girl who I have a similar situation, this girl, her name was Sherry Middleton. And I honestly don't care if she's listening to this right now because she needs to hear what she did to me. First of all, she used to make bread balls all the time.
What's a bread ball?
It's when you take bread and you roll it in your hands and you mold it. And she would always be like, it's like dough. It's like dough. And I would be like, no, bitch, that's disgusting. And she'd take the innards of the bread and roll it up so that it was mushy like Play-Doh. And then she would do this thing. Then she would call it bread soup. And I'm not kidding you. First of all, children should not have access to a salad bar in elementary school. We had access to the cafeteria salad bar where we could serve ourselves like all of the
food. So she rolled up all the balls and put them in soup?
No, she would roll up the balls and then she would get a bowl of ranch dressing and put them in there and eat it.
Wait, I thought you were talking about the bus.
I'm going to get back there. So I had to sit next to her on the bus on the way to school, and she was not my usual bus buddy that I got, you know, you had like someone that you sat with. She was not my usual one. And my hair was frozen, and her hair was frozen, and I really didn't want to sit next to her because she always made me want to gag.
Just gross.
And she took her hair and started sucking like the water out of her hair because it was frozen like a popsicle. And then she grabbed my hair and she
started sucking your hair.
No, but she kept on trying to put my hair in my mouth.
Oh.
And I remember being like, I was like in a point of panic where I was like, and I couldn't do it. So then I had to suck my hair because she wouldn't leave me alone.
Like,
yes.
She's like, do it.
So you gave in to peer pressure and sucked your own hair.
Yes.
I think worse things have happened.
That's
girl,
weird.
I was 7 years old, and
you
that's like weird trauma. That's like kind of sexual and weird.
Yeah.
Bread soup is pretty disgusting.
Yeah, it's sick. Really
bread
gross.
And ranch dressing.
That sounds like...
The ranch dressing could have gone worse. Like, I was preparing to, like, leave the room.
Yeah. You know what I don't like?
I've been preparing to leave the room ever since we started talking about all this gross
I have a bus
stuff.
Story, and
I
then we
hear.
Can be done.
All right, let's hear it.
I was in the sixth grade, and my bus was really bad. Everyone on the bus was bad. It was like the eighth graders that were like druggies, and they were like bad kids, and they were all boys. Mm-hmm. And these eighth grade boys would like bully sixth grade girls on the bus, which is just so wrong. And everybody who was younger. And so I'm sitting like up at like the front of the bus, and one of these eighth graders hawks a loogie on the bus. Towards the front of the bus, and it lands in my hair and on my shoulder.
No. Blow.
His name was Brandon.
Did you throw up?
I was so disgusted, and I think he might have gotten
a detention.
You're not expelled, but you're like
suspended.
I think he got suspended because my mom called Mr. Duddy, the vice principal,
Mr. Duddy,
and obviously complained about it.
It was like a TV show principal.
Because it was disgusting. Like an eighth grade boy spits,
that's gross.
Yeah.
Like phlegm onto a sixth grade girl's hair. Like that is wrong.
Yeah.
That's gross.
That's
and Ellen Bosworth made him pay.
Bread balls.
Yes, I will say
it is. Bread soup. Sorry.
I mean, remember when you would have to take a change of clothes in a plastic bag in case you peed your pants?
No, when did that happen?
But I did pee my pants.
No, I don't,
what are you
actually
talking about in elementary
that was
school
you
or middle school?
Did you pee your pants at school a lot?
No.
Like, was that exclusive to you?
No, but I do remember the
it was the whole class had to wear deodorant and the whole class had a change of clothes.
Like every
and
day.
The whole class.
To pack
no one felt
clothes.
No,
you're
bad.
But before we started recording, Bob and I were talking about pooping. And the first time, I vividly remember the first time I ever pooped in school.
What do you mean pooped in school?
you went number two.
Publicly or privately?
Publicly? No.
I have never done a number two at school.
Never?
Never.
Me either. I never did.
Oh, why would you?
Jillian and I are like, because like,
I have stomach issues. Things are not like regular.
I've never done that at work either. I refuse to.
Yeah. I mean, work. When I worked in at this like tech startup collective, there were some hot potatoes that went into that bathroom.
Office bathrooms are always so nasty.
That's so gross.
I mean, can't you guys do your business in the morning before you go to work?
No, not everyone has a regular system. And other times, that's what if true. You're sick? What are you supposed to do?
Okay, sick I understand. But there are people, I feel, that like just poop at like 1 p.m. at the office every day. And like, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, what if they have it. To? It's worse to hold it in.
No, just Bob hold it
just
until
said
you get
they
home.
Train it.
Yeah, train it back.
You can train your body when to go to the bathroom.
I always go to the bathroom first thing in the morning. Coffee is the only thing that helps me. Coffee is my poop aid. And if I could poop without coffee, I would. When I was trying to get rid of coffee from my, you know, life, even though it's a great joy to me, I couldn't go. I couldn't go. I think it's like a placebo effect, though. I think it's like
I think coffee helps. It's like it helps get everything out.
It definitely
out. It's like
helps.
Running
a cigarette
gym.
And like a coffee.
See, really cigarettes helps. Never made me poop.
Oh.
Mm. They never did. I mean, everyone was always like, oh, smoke a cigarette. Nope, never made me go.
Hmm.
Never.
Isn't that interesting?
But
well, guys, this was really interesting.
I have to apologize because I think I made this gross.
No. We never talk about gross things, so this was kind of interesting today.
I think it's great.
Stop.
Don't apologize. You're the best. Here's what I do want to know, though, before we sign off. I want to know.
Me and the Smegma are still dating. No.
I want to know what, like, your top three favorite movies and like inspirational like books or whatever that you would tell our listeners they should watch and see and take in. Because I think I love takeaways.
She does. Takeaway. She loves the takeaway.
Yeah.
My stuff's really nerdy, though. I don't think it's as sophisticated as you think.
No, it doesn't need to be sophisticated. It's just whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, like my favorite movie.
Yeah, what is your favorite movie ever?
Terminator 2.
That's awesome. So funny.
That's
why?
My favorite movie of all time.
Why?
Because I always wanted to be Linda Hamilton in it.
Yeah.
Like I wanted her. That's my body ideal. Like if I go, you know, when you like start a gym and like the trainer's like,
yeah.
Oh, like what's your goal? I'm like Linda Hamilton in Terminator 2. And they always like, they always like give me a weird face. And then some have had to like Google it. Like, oh, okay. I'm like, yes, a middle-aged woman that's fit. That's for me.
Yeah.
Madonna arms, that's what
I want. Madonna's arms are crazy.
Yeah.
So Terminator 2.
Uh-huh.
And then what's a movie that like really inspires you?
Contempt by Godard, Le Mépris. That's my second favorite movie of all time.
And what's your third favorite movie of all time?
Batman Returns with Catwoman.
Yes.
Catwoman
love
is
it.
Sexy.
Yeah. I think that actually influenced a lot of people, like a lot of boys especially.
Yeah.
Like It's a yeah. I think it got into your psyche.
And what about books? What are you reading right now?
I am just finished reading Carrie Fisher's new book, The Princess Diarist. Mm-hmm. It's all about her affair with Harrison Ford.
She's crazy. Love her.
Yeah, and her writing's so good. I never like. I only read Wishful Drinking before, but this was like.
I saw her on the Ellen Show, and she was talking about how. When she was filming Star Wars, for those of you that don't know who she is, she's Princess Leia, the original. And they put her on a really strict diet because they were like, they wanted her to be super skinny and all of this stuff. And she had a really round face. And the reason why they did those buns was because they thought it would make her face look thinner.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, she talked about how they wanted her to lose 10 pounds before, but she didn't.
Yeah.
So she was like, so she kept like trying to like
distract mask from it.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I want to read that book.
She was only 19 when she did that.
That's crazy.
And he was like 35.
Wait, so it's an interesting. Ford was 35?
He was old, significantly older then.
They were hooking up.
Yeah. Every weekend, every Friday night. It's worth reading. And she has her journals in the middle of it.
That's cool. Not that different from New York City guys. I'm sure there are a lot of guys who are in their 30s who are hooking up with very young girls here.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Like One Oak. Hello?
Yeah.
Or Paul's Casablanca.
Paul's Casablanca, except they're Estonian, not from Alderaan.
And music. I want to know what you're listening to.
I'm listening right now to this band. They've been around for a bit, but they just had a new album come out called Lust for Youth. They're a Danish band.
Cool.
And it's kind of like a moody, like you know they love Depeche Mode. Right. That kind of band.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And we have the last question.
Oh, the last question is, so the reason why our podcast is called Lady Lovin' is because at the end of our shows, we shout out a woman that we admire and love.
Ooh.
And you get to choose.
There's too many.
I know. You have
too many on your body already that you admire.
Plenty. I have a lot of ladies on my body, actually.
Who else do you have on your body?
I have a couple of Brigitte Bardot's. I have... like my sister's name, my mom's initial. I have like Bjork lyrics, stuff like that.
Bjork. I love lyrics. Bjork. I love Hole.
Garbage lyrics.
I also love Brigitte Bardot.
Yeah.
Hair inspiration for life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
She's great. She is.
So who's your lady?
Oh, my God. I don't know who my lady's going to be.
If you had to think of a lady right now, who is it?
You, for having me.
Greta's
my lady to love.
Oh my God, what an honor.
Yeah,
thank you.
For sure. You're my new friend crush.
You're my friend crush forever. Can we be your friend crush?
Yeah, what about?
Yeah. Hello.
I can send you some names for colors.
Okay, I need help right now.
I think you should name one Areola.
That's not a bad idea.
That's actually not bad.
Oh, thank you. What color? Ooh, can we name a color? You should name one Lady Lovin'.
That's nice.
What color?
I'll send it to legal. I can't promise anything.
What color can you? What color palette are you working with that you need help naming?
Oh, there's like a lot of different ones. Yeah.
Like, what's one that's giving you trouble right now?
What's giving me trouble right now? Actually, just like a mauve, like a dark mauve right now, because I want it to be special, and it's like.
Why don't you just name it? The special.
Sure.
They're special.
Special.
Special mauve.
Special mauve.
Yes. Premier mauve.
Maybe you should call it
the
like...
movement.
The movement.
That's funny.
Night mauves.
Night mauves. Great song.
Yeah. You guys, we're just killing it. That's you.
Mauve is like dark pinkish red, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of nuance in it. It's purpley, yeah. Mm.
And like, where can our listeners find you online if they want to check out?
I love your Instagram.
Instagram is really the only thing I'm on.
And what is that?
It's Mr. Roberto Reyes.
Spelled MrRoberto Reyes.
Yeah.
Cool. Great.
Yeah.
You have a good Instagram.
Thanks. I mean, the only people who follow me are like my friends and my mom. So.
And now us.
Yeah.
Thank you for talking with us. This is very fun.
Yeah. Aww. This is very fun.
Sorry that we're all like,
ooh, I found you. I loved this conversation about naming different beauty products and then talking about smells.
Yeah. So our listeners, when you're out there, intriguing. When you're out in these streets buying the MAC lipstick, you might just be buying one named by Bob.
Yep.
Probably.
Maybe.
What's your favorite?
I haven't done anything like for them in a long time, so I don't know.
For them.
I like Dear Diary. Was that?
Yeah. Dear Diary. Yeah. Dear Diary. Oh, you said that. That's a really good one.
That was my, just because it was like sentimental.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Love.
All right. Well, I hope everyone has a great week and stay positive and exercise.
Yeah. Keep it real.
Exercise.
Yeah, work out.
Love yourself.
Exercise. Work out. I'm telling you, working out has saved my... I was very depressed this whole past week. And then whenever I would exercise, I'd feel a little better.
It helps.
Yeah. Exercise is the best.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. We love you all. Thanks for
listening. Peace, love, and gap. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Peace, love, and gap. Like the gap?
Yes. You can end it.